سنة، عام، حول، حجة. All four of these words are translated in the Quran as year. But that doesn't do these words any justice, since their actual meaning in Arabic is far deeper than that. So let's find out what we're missing out on in the English translation. Let's start with the word حول. حول refers to a 12-month period, regardless when you started counting.
والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين لمن أراد أن يتم الرضاعة.
So the meaning is, no matter when the counting starts, حولين, which is the dual form of حول, will then mean 24 months, starting from the inception date. That's why we calculate zakah according to the term حول. You give out zakah when 12 months have passed on the possessions that fulfill the conditions of zakah, and that does not necessarily have to be at the beginning of the year. Next is the word عام. عام means a year, with reference to the four seasons. Specifically, if the year has been a good year, with plentiful rain and food. The word عام itself is a metonymy for a plentiful period of time.
ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك عام فيه يغاث الناس وفيه يعصرون.
And that is why Allah said,
فأماته الله مئة عام ثم بعثه.
Because the man died for 100 years, but he was still being given rizq, to wake up after 100 years of sleep completely healthy. And there are many more examples from the Quran highlighting this very use. But in certain contexts, عام could also have a neutral connotation to generally use with the meaning of year, like what we see in this ayah.
وفصاله في عامين.
And here it is used with a general meaning in the dual form, عامين, and also in this ayah.
يحلونه عاما ويحرمونه عاما.
And then the word Sana. Sana is a more general term for year, used for showing counting of years. But it is also used to refer to a year that has been dry, hard, and not plentiful.
وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ.
And when used in a general sense, it is typically used with numbers or words that indicate counting.
وَلِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابَ فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
To indicate a more general meaning for a year. Finally, the word حِجَّة. It refers to a year that is related to the season of Hajj until the next season of Hajj. And since the season of Hajj is related to pilgrims visiting and staying temporarily in a certain area, Allah used this term to convey a certain message about the story of the marriage of Musa, peace be upon him.
قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى ابنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج.
So Allah chose the word Hijaj to convey that Musa's stay in Madian doing this job was temporary, just like the stay of pilgrims performing Hajj, which is also a temporary visit before going back home. And that is exactly what happened with Musa as well. So, while these words may share some meaning among each other, like Sana and Aam do, each of them has a unique underlying meaning that makes it impossible for them to replace one another or be used instead of each other. But the amazing thing is how accurately they are used in each context in the Quran. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey with learning the Quran at any level, start right here to know which is the most suitable route for you. Or you could keep learning by clicking on this lesson. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.